Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We don't really know the numbers because until recently, we never knew how many active shooter incidents were actually thwarted because nobody had ever looked. But if you leave it to John Lott, give him a little bit of time, he's going to go look at it because he's always looking for the next math solution that he's going to present. So he decided to go and look. And, let's put it this way. What he found was really interesting. Outside of the gun-free zones, ...41% of active shooting incidents are stopped by armed civilians. That's in total. I misspoke about that. Outside of gun-free zones, which bar the legal carrying of firearms, 63% of active shooting cases were ended by an armed civilian, according to the center. And John's new data that he's presented here, he's the former Justice Department Senior Advisor for Research and Statistics, are his latest to challenge undercounting and bias in the government reports on shootings and backup efforts by Second Amendment and police groups to encourage people to carry firearms. Now, John Lott always continuously updates his data to include all the cases, including those that the government overlooks or misclassifies, counter-media reports that it is rare for civilians to put down active shooters. And his administration is especially critical, or his information, rather, with the Biden administration stopped counting actions by civilians. So, the total... out of 302 FBI active shooter incidents, 302 over the course of from 2014 to 2022, 302 FBI active shooter incidents stopped by an armed civilian, 14 altogether. Cases where armed citizens have stopped likely mass public shootings, 54 in all, missed by FBI, 35, misclassified by FBI, 5. Cases where armed civilians have stopped active shooter incidents, suspect fired first, 97 times. Suspect with gun, victim shot first, 6. Suspect with gun but didn't shoot, 27. Corrected active shooter incidents stopped by an armed civilian, 157. Corrective active shooter incidents, 440. Corrected percent stopped altogether over 8 years, 35.7%. Now, after the Sandy Hook shooting, this is when Wayne LaPierre coined his infamous little phrase, to stop a bad guy with a gun, it's going to take a good guy with a gun. And, of course, the anti-gun people and all these other people, they mocked that. Mocked it. But they've been unable to come up with a winning solution to stopping all... often deranged shooters, and Lott's data prove that LaPierre was likely correct. The 440 cases he cited from 2014 to 2022, 157 active shootings were stopped by an armed civilian. And by comparison, the FBI cited fewer cases, 302, and even fewer thwarted by armed civilians, 14. So the FBI data have led the media to call these interventions rare. Lotz said the FBI data often misclassified cases, did not dig deeper than skimpy police reports, or wrongly identify the civilian with a gun as a security guard. Like this one, a monster entered a Texas church to commit a mass shooting. It took Jack Wilson 6 seconds to kill him. The average police response is 9 minutes. Jack was armed and saved the lives of his friends and family from absolute evil. This is Jack's story. And it tells the story. And he was a volunteer. It was, and the active shooter actually shot two people. One of them was going to try to intervene. He was also a civilian that was armed and a volunteer, but he was carrying in the small of the back, which in a quick draw thing, if you're out front, you're gonna lose. Again, somebody's got a gun out already. But Lotz's new report said evidence compiled by the Crime Prevention Research Center shows that the sources the media relied on underscored or undercounted the number of instances in which armed citizens have thwarted such attacks by an order of more than 10, saving untold numbers of lives. Of course, law-abiding citizens stopping these attacks are not rare. What is rare is national news coverage of those incidents. The FBI reports that armed citizens only stopped 14 of the 302 incidents identified from 2014 to 2022. They define an active shooter incident as those in which an individual actively kills or attempts to kill people in a populated public area. But it does not include those it deems related to other criminal activities, such as a robbery or fighting over drug turf. Those types of shootings have recently been included in the cases of mass shootings by several media outlets. But he also made this argument. An analysis by the CPRC identified a total of 440 active shooting incidents during that period and found that an armed citizen stopped 157. A previous report looked at only instances where armed citizens stopped what likely would have been mass public shootings. There were another 27 cases that we didn't include where armed civilians stopped armed attacks, but the suspect didn't fire his gun. Those cases are excluded from our calculations, though it could be argued that a civilian also stopped what likely could have been an active shooting event. The FBI reported that armed citizens thwarted 4.6 of active shooter incidents. We find 35.7%. Two factors explain the discrepancy. One, misclassified shootings, and two, overlooked incidents. Regarding the former, the CPRC determined the FBI reports have misclassified 5 shootings. In 2 incidents, the Bureau notes in its detailed write-up that citizens possessing valid firearms permits confronted the shooters and caused them to flee the scene. But the FBI did not list these cases being stopped by armed citizens because police later apprehended the attacker. In 2 of the other incidents, they misidentified armed civilians as armed security personnel, and they failed to mention citizen engagement in 1 incident. As a second factor, overlooked cases, they more significantly missed 35 incidents identified by CPRC, where what could likely have been a mass public shooting was thwarted by armed civilians. There was another 103 active shooting incidents that they missed. He also broke out shootings that occurred outside a gun-free zone, for presumably those with concealed carry permits enter without their weapons as required by law. And they stopped 104 out of 204 potential actual mass shootings where we could identify the guns were allowed in the area. So 51% of the attacks were stopped by people legally carrying concealed handguns. And the most recent data is most accurate. And for 2022, 63.5% of the attacks were stopped in areas where people were clearly allowed to carry. The numbers indicate if we didn't have gun-free zones, we would have more people stopping these attacks. That means we have less people dying. That means we have less people dying. But it's not about that. It's not about your safety. This is about control. They don't want you to have guns. Period. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, for the man who would not, he doesn't plan on running for president. For that guy, well, guess what? California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed 28th Amendment to enshrine fundamental broadly supported gun safety measures into law, of course, gained approval from the California Senate's Public Safety Committee. They voted 3-1 in favor of the Senate Joint Resolution 7, sending the measure to the Senate floor for a vote. And if passed, it will head to the Assembly for consideration. The measure proclaims, this resolution applies to the United States Congress to call a constitutional convention for the purpose of proposing a constitutional amendment to 1. Affirm that federal, state, and local governments may adopt public safety regulations limiting aspects of firearms acquisition, possession, public carry, and use, and 2. Impose a national firearms regulations related to background checks, transfers to individuals under 21 years of age, waiting periods, and the possession of assault weapons. He announced this proposal in June as his solution to end the gun violence crisis. Of course, it wouldn't do anything about that. Because that genie's out of the bottle, Gavin. I know what you're doing. I get it. I understand it. He said in a statement, our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment will enshrine in the Constitution common sense gun safety measures that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support, while leaving the Second Amendment unchanged and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. We're in the fairy tale land now. So here's the four broadly supported gun safety measures that he's calling for coming out of the 28th Amendment. Raising the federal minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21, which that's already that way with pistols, and in some cases now they have enhanced background checks for rifles. Mandating universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that could be used in a crime. Well, that doesn't work unless you have a gun registry, which is illegal, which they know that. Instituting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, which they have that already. If you don't get the instant background check, you only have to wait 3 days. That's reasonable. And, of course, his main favorite one, barring civilian purchase of assault weapons that serve no other purpose than to kill as many people as possible, in a short amount of time, weapons of war our nation's founders never foresaw. Now, the measure's passage did face opposition by one committee member. Senator Rosalie Ochoa-Bogue, who is the state's first Republican Latina state senator, voted against the resolution after sharing her family's experience in Mexico. She said, in Mexico, guns for the average citizen are outlawed. They're not allowed to have a gun. My grandfather actually hid a gun in his closet, and I remember seeing it as a kid. Drug cartels now have control over many small towns. You think we have problems here? It's horrible in Mexico for many community members who are overwhelmingly suffering from carnage from cartels. Cartels are overwhelmingly taking over many communities in Mexico, and the average person cannot protect themselves. It doesn't matter how many laws we have on record. When we have evil people, when we have bad people doing bad things, they could care less about the laws we pass. It's only the law-abiding people like you and me who follow the law who will become vulnerable. Democrat Senator Scott Wiener was the only member of the state committee to abstain from voting on the resolution. He is reportedly a consistent supporter of gun safety measures, but he's fearful of supporting the measure because of the uncertainty of a constitutional convention. A constitutional convention would be like trying to pop open a black hole and then control it. He said, I am concerned what a constitutional convention could do because we now have the same extremists that have completely rewritten the Second Amendment. They would also like to rewrite pre-protective health access, LGBTQ rights. They want to get rid of the separation of church and state. They want to undermine voting rights. For those reasons, I won't be able to support this today, and that's the way it is. With a constitutional convention, one guy doesn't get to decide the agenda. This has to be agreed upon by a bunch of people. Now, the NRA responded to his proposal by stating that nothing succeeds in Newsom's brand of politics like failure, and with his sights set firmly on national office. He's now receiving some fawning attention in the mainstream press for an unserious proposal to rewrite the Second Amendment. They said the plan would be to change current wording that protects what the U.S. Supreme Court has characterized as a pre-existing fundamental right rooted in concepts of self and corporate defense into an affirmative grant of authority for the U.S. government to restrict and impede gun ownership. In fact, Newsom is taking this tack to garner national attention for himself, however may say more than he or his supporters realize about how overreaching California gun style or California style gun control is. And that is, in fact, a fact. The other thing is he's trying to, right now he's trying to get set. He's trying to set himself. I don't know what's going to, you know, what are the Democrats going to do if he decides he wants to run? Because right now nobody on the Democratic side wants Biden to run, but the, you know, the Democrat machine is out there. They don't really have anybody that they know of that is popular. This is sort of a problem. Well, it's not a problem for me. It's just funny. I think it's funny. I'm not one of those that sits around and looks at these politicians and some of the games they play. And for the ones that play the games that are trying to play some sort of three-dimensional chess, this is his version of that in order to try to get the nomination. Then he believes if he were to get the nomination, he's so popular that he would just win the presidency. I don't know what kind of a, I do not know what kind of a world he lives in. Where he sits there and says, this is a serious thing I'm putting out here, and wants people to believe that. Because it isn't. There's no way this happens. No way this happens. And yet he's doing it. And yet California's going to do it. But I mean, California, on the other hand, California on a regular basis, they do think that, well, they just made a deal the other day with China, where China is supposed to be joining in on something with them, and it has to do with climate change, of course. And China's the biggest polluter out there on the planet. That's why I say it's unserious. And the Chinese partnering they have is with some, I think it's Hainan province, and they have like 5 or 6 or 7 agencies of Hainan that are going to be overseeing this, and only 3 agencies in California are going to be overseeing this. So China's going to be running it. And okay. I hear you. I understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Terran Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million Americans this week. Julie Ryan has the latest.
The eastern and central U.S. are baking in the heat this Labor Day, with some cities seeing record high temperatures. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week.
Thousands of people in attendance at Burning Man in Nevada are likely to slowly start leaving after being stranded for days. People have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted yesterday the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The Equalizer 3 is scoring the best Labor Day weekend opening ever. The Denzel Washington-led action thriller made $42 million over the long weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, when the young paste eaters at the anti-gun propaganda factory known as The Trace, when they team up with the stodgy window lickers at the Gun Violence Archive to produce a story about the utility of the AR-15 platform as a modern self-defense tool, well, sort of hard not to get too excited. It's like watching two freight trains headed towards each other on the same track. I saw something like that in one of the Addams Family movies. You know the results are going to be cataclysmic. None of these halfwits have ever heard a shot fired, much less one fired in anger, especially one fired to good effect. If they'd done it, they probably had trauma and PTSD. They know less about what makes a reliable home defense weapon than I do about man buns or skinny jeans or an avocado toast. The data and the stories and the things put out by the Trace and the Gun Violence Archive have been debunked so many times already that It's old news. It's old hat. And the kids at the Trace masquerade as legitimate journalists when, in fact, they're nothing more than highly paid anti-gun activists. The Gun Violence Archive purports to track gun crimes and maintain a list of mass shootings, but their data is collected from media and even social media sources, and their stats are often so inflated, they'd have you believe that a mass shooting occurs nearly every time somebody draws from a holster. So when you got two anti-gun nonprofits combined for a story, it is bound to be something lacking fact and is very poorly written. And to that standard, their most recent collaboration does not disappoint. They published a story that says, how often are AR-15 style rifles used for self-defense? Supporters of AR-15s, often used in mass shootings and racist attacks, say they're important for self-defense. Our analysis of Gun Violence Archive data suggests otherwise. Written by one of the senior fabulists, Jennifer Masia, who is currently the lead writer of the Ask the Trace series, and tracks news developments on the Gun Beat. Masia, she led the hilarious We're Journalists Not Activists propaganda campaign on social media. She claims her story was a response to a reader's question. Many gun owners claim to buy assault rifles for defense. So how many documented cases are out there when someone actually defended themselves with an assault-style rifle, which is a nebulous term that they throw about there all the time? She reportedly searched the GVA data for assault weapon, which she said the GVA defines as AR-15, AK-47, and all variants defined by law enforcement. No mention of whether these were capable of select fire and actual assault weapons. She started with 190 incidents, which she whittled down for various reasons, and the results left 51 incidents over a 9.5-year span in which legal gun owners brandished or used an AR-style rifle to defend life or property. And that averages to around 5 per year. Now, trusting her findings and her data, yeah, that's a stool. That's a fool's errand. This is garbage in, garbage out. And it's noteworthy to note that the firearms expert whom Masia found to further be clown herself, who wrote in a CNN story that the AR is the last gun he'd recommend for self-defense, is none other than former Washington D.C. police officer Michael Fanone. He's the officer who cried a lot before the January 6th commission, the one with the beard who cried a lot. If that helps jog the memory. He wrote of the AR platform in the CNN story, I'm more familiar with the gun than most people. I own one. And one thing I know for sure is that this weapon doesn't belong in the hands of the average civilian, which he doesn't define what that looks like. And they must have liked the cut of his jib. He's now a CNN contributor and hawking a new book, Hold the Line, The Insurrection and One Cop's Battle for America's Soul. Nancy Pelosi recommended it. Now, since he's so afraid of the AR platform, I can't help but wonder what weapon Fanone, or for that matter, Masia, would recommend for home defense. And if I had to guess, it probably would be two barrels of wooden stock and exposed hammers. I'm fairly familiar with the AR myself. I'm so familiar with it that I have noticed that I've gotten out of sync with the gun myself. But one that is functioning properly, that is maintained properly, what you get is it's a very light weapon, okay? Very light. It's accurate. It's deadly. And that's the point. A weapon is deadly because it has to be. Because it's a weapon. And we should not be out here making any sort of allowances for the fact that it is deadly. And despite the exhortations of Bloomberg's activists or crybaby ex-cops, an AR-15 is exactly what I want when the bad man comes a-calling. I have four of them behind me. Four of them behind me. The AR-15 to me, which the AR-15 platform is a very, very forgiving weapon if you clean it and if you maintain it properly, okay? In that guise, if you have those things, then once you start figuring out and getting used to the way the gun operates, like, one thing with the AR-15, when you're not firing it, put it on safe. Put it on safe. Every time you're not firing it, put it on safe. If your finger is not in the trigger guard, it should be put on safe. Even the heavy GI triggers of the 1980s, if it's not on safe and anything gets in that trigger guard, it's going to discharge. So put it on safe. Always put it on safe. So that's item number one. There's a little trick you do with your hand where you open your hand up and pop it up with your thumb. Item number two, pay attention to that bolt carrier group. This is the thing by which all things operate. If this is operating well, you're going to be successful. These things will run all day long with just the very bare minimum of maintenance. Running one right now by Mitchell Defense. I've got everything else, of course, except for one is by Spikes. The Mitchell Defense gun intrigues me a great deal. It intrigues me a great deal. Simply because of this carbon-wrapped barrel. And this carbon-wrapped barrel means that that gun just doesn't get hot. I mean, it doesn't transmit heat the way most guns do. Now, some guns are set up in a really good way. The Spikes tactical ones, they don't transmit heat. Any good quality AR-15 is going to handle heat well. It's just how they go about doing it. That's what separates them from various things. Spikes has got a good formula for theirs. But this is the gun that I run. I've tried the AK a couple times. Not interested in it. I'm not interested in the bullpups. I'm running the AR. I'm used to it now. I just gotta train with it a little more. Got out of that practice, you know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing I forgot to mention about AR-15s is if you get a really decent quality AR-15, you probably have Aero Precision parts in it. Because they just make just the industry just relies on them so much. So anyway, the U.S. Department of Justice this past Thursday have announced a highly anticipated new proposed rule that seems to leave enough up to ATF interpretation that just about any American selling a firearm could be considered a gun dealer. It's all based on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which, by the way, doesn't have this in the language, but you know what? We read it. So there. In announcing this new rule, Steve Dettelbach, the hapless leader of the ATF, blamed those Americans lawfully selling firearms in private sales, something that's been legal since our nation was founded, for the necessity of yet another gross overreach by the Biden administration. Now, I sell a lot of guns, and I sell each and every gun that I sell to an FFL. I've sold one gun in the last 5 years to a civilian, and that civilian had a concealed carry license in the state of South Carolina. So, I talk to her on a regular basis. So, Dettelbach got out there and said an increasing number of individuals engaged in the business of selling firearms for profit have chosen not to register as federal firearms licensees as required by law. This new proposed rule would clarify the circumstances in which a person is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms and thus required to obtain a license and follow the laws Congress has established for firearms dealers. So basically, based on this set of criteria here, so if you decide to sell your car yourself, well, you are now a car dealer. If you decide to sell your home for sale by owner, you're now a realtor. And it's really interesting because this is a 108-page rule. And This means they did a lot of imagining to see this language in here. They list four pages of circumstances by which a person would be considered to be engaged in the business. First of which simply is sells or offers for sale firearms and also represents to potential buyers or otherwise demonstrates a willingness and ability to purchase and sell additional firearms. Then it states, any one or a combination of the circumstances above gives rise to a presumption in civil and administrative proceedings that the person is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms and must be licensed under the GCA, which is the Gun Control Act. And then, of course, that aforementioned circumstance is further explained later in the rule to make it clear that it will be illegal to even offer for sale a firearm without a license. And it says the first presumption stated above does not require that a firearm actually be sold by a person. But they next declare that other activities can also be used to determine if someone is engaged in the business, but doesn't go to the trouble to say what those actions might be. And also says the activities set forth in these rebuttal presumptions are not exhaustive of the conduct that may show that or be considered in determining whether a person is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms. Now, it would have been easy for ATF to simply state or specify that anyone who sells more than X number of guns in a year or in a month would be considered to be engaged in the business. But that would have been far too easy to understand and certainly not taken 108 pages to explain. We also get the department has considered, but not proposed in the NPRM, an alternative that would have set a minimum numerical threshold of firearms sold by a person within a certain period of time. That approach has not been proposed for several reasons. First, while selling large numbers of firearms or engaging or offering to engage in frequent transactions may be highly indicative of business activity, neither the courts nor the department has recognized a set of minimum number of firearms purchased or resold that triggers a licensing requirement. Which is a whole bunch of wording to say, well, we thought about it and we chose not to. We just decided to choose if you do it at all. And in truth, that approach, while still unconstitutional, would have been much too easy for gun owners to understand. See, they're not interested in you understanding. They want to catch you in a little clerical error here and there. That's what they're doing with the FFLs right now. They want to make it more difficult for the ATF. Well, okay, let me make it more difficult for you to escape the ATF's notice. This makes it easier for them to entrap you for selling a few guns and, trying to stay legal in a net of legalese givers later on. Gun owners of America were quick to lash out at the ATF and the Justice Department over the proposed new rule. First, they said five guns, but now anyone who sells a single firearm in a given year makes even a penny profit will be subject to dealer requirements, including a background check. People need to realize this is just the next step in the anti-gunner's long-form playbook to enact backdoor universal registration of firearms and eventually to confiscate all firearms. They will not stop until that day. Now, of course, the gun ban groups are very happy with this. That's, sure. But that's because they can't actually get a law. They can't get a law. And it took them 108 pages to define who's in the business. I mean, just me sitting here, I would have thought that would have been fairly evident. That, it'd be easy to figure out. We get this before we go away. Her name is Allison Anderman, senior counsel and director at Giffords. The gun industry and the extremist politicians it supports have long fanned the flames of hate-based radical ideologies. At the same time, firearms manufacturers oppose laws that would keep dangerous, radicalized individuals from accessing guns and support laws that allow easy access to military-style assault weapons. The fact that a violent extremist targeted and murdered black people using a Glock and an AR-15-style rifle bearing swastikas in a state that the NAACP has declared is engaged in an all-out attack on black Americans is horrifying and devastating, but not surprising. On August 26th, after being turned away from a historically black college, the shooter, a young white man wearing a tactical vest and a mask, went to a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida. There he slaughtered Angela Carr, a mother of three and grandmother of 16, who was dropping off Uber passengers in the parking lot. She wasn't even supposed to be there. She was shot in her car. She never had a chance. He also killed Gerald Deshaun Gallion, a devoted father to a four-year-old, His third victim was A.J. Laguerre, who recently graduated from high school and was working at the Dollar General. His father said, "I should not have to bury my son. He was too young for that. He's just trying to live." She continues, "Armed extremists killing people on the basis of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation is a serious problem that has spiked in recent years. Among other hate-fueled mass shootings in 2019, a white nationalist gunman killed 23 people and injured 22 others at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. In 2022, another white gunman killed 10 people at a grocery store in a predominantly black neighborhood of Buffalo, New York." She goes on, "Palmetto State Armory, a North Carolina-based gun store, designed a line of Big Igloo Aloha AK-47 rifles, marketed to the Boogaloo Boys, an anti-government extremist movement that advocates for a second civil war. Companies like Daniel Defense marketed AR-15s with slogans encouraging young men to use what Special Forces guys use." You know, I can't make this stuff up. This is just crazy stuff, crazy nonsense. I'm sure, and I know a couple of people at Palmetto State, I'm almost certain that they're sitting out there going, "How can we need to market something and call it to the attention of the Boogaloo Boys?" I don't know that the Boogaloo Boys have ever bought one of these things. This is the thing about the anti-gun lexicon, though. You can get out there and make all these crazy statements and never have a lick of evidence to back up your claim. Never, ever. You don't have to have any of that. People just will publish it and just go with it. Just let it go. I do what I can to offset it, but I mean, it's never ending. Oh, well, so what? Never ending for me as well. I'll be back again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.